KPCC's Patricia Nazario has been on the scene this morning. Good afternoon, Patricia.
Hey, John.
You were at the news conference where Denise Tyrell, in tears, I guess, explained how this might have happened. Give us details.
The Metrolink spokesperson said basically it was human error. She said that it was their engineer who did not stop for a red signal. He did not pull over to a passing track to allow the cargo train to use that main track. Now, to put that in context, she said these trains operate much like cars on the street. Just like cars have a signal system, these trains have a signal system. And when there's an oncoming train, these trains are supposed to yield to the red signal and pull over. And this engineer, for whatever reason, did not do that, John.
And in case people haven't looked at the map or haven't seen how this story happened, there was a Union Pacific freight train coming around a bend that would be going in a southerly direction. Meantime, there's a Metrolink passenger train with about 225 people aboard going north, and they both converged at a big turn, and the engine of the Metrolink train pushed back into the passenger train, and that's where it looks like most of the fatalities occurred. And so what they're saying is that it was the Metrolink engineer who failed to see heed a red signal. Did Denise Tyrell, Patricia, say exactly where that signal was?
She said she does not know. She said that they've been able to go back. They've been able to look at programs, evaluate computer programs, the signal system itself, plus some other recordings in a dispatch office. She said by 9 o'clock this morning they knew, and she feels emotional about it. She said she feels like it's a mark against Metrolink. She said she feels like they've betrayed the public's trust, and so she wanted to come out here and to speak to the media and to just ensure the public that Metrolink is doing whatever they can first to own up and accept responsibility and to assist with the investigation going forward.
It is early, but did she say any steps that they're going to take to make sure this doesn't happen again?
You know, that's pretty much a gray area. She said engineers are subcontracted. So Metrolink engineers subcontract. First it was with Amtrak. For the past 10 years, it's been with another company called Veolia. And so she said this engineer is an employee with Veolia. She doesn't know his personnel record. She doesn't know anything about him. So she said that at this point, the buck stops with Metrolink. I will tell you one more thing, John. I had one of the rescue workers come up and speak to me discreetly, and he spoke openly, teary-eyed at moments. And he said that the engineer of the Metrolink train tried to jump from the train to save his own life, but he waited too late to do it. From what I understand, there was only one person driving the train.
Yeah.
That's the one who failed to yield. That's the one who died.
You've been there this morning assessing the scene. What else can you tell us? What else have you seen? What's happening there?
Well, at around 9 o'clock this morning, they pulled the engine out of that first passenger car, and they did that because that was where they believed they would find more dead bodies, obviously. As my rescue worker described to me, when that engine telescoped back into the passenger car, if you count the number of windows, this is a good indicator, John, count the number of windows on one of these Metrolink passenger cars. There are 9 windows. This engine drew back to the 6th window, so there were 3 windows that were left.
Wow.
So when they pulled the engine out, they wanted to have a look and, most importantly, get to the first level of that passenger car, because all through the night and yesterday when it first happened, their initial access, point of access, was only the top level. You know, these are double-decker trains, so it was the top level of that first car. This morning, they were finally able to get to the base level of that car.
We've been saying there are 18 confirmed dead. Does anybody at the scene doubt that that's probably going to go higher, maybe above 20?
They've talked about it going higher, and the coroner this morning said possibly as high as 30. Some other numbers that are important is they said they treated 135 victims. Of those 135, 45 were critical. The coroner mentioned that it's possible some may not make it. So we're looking at 18 confirmed dead, several bodies still inside the wreckage, and of that group of 45, there may be some more coming out of that.
All right. Patricia, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's KPCC's Patricia Nazario at the scene of the Chatsworth train crash.